We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Brewers fans, thank you for making the switch after the last pitch to this show. Welcome to the Bayview Shade and Blind Baseball Postgame Show, presented by the Milwaukee Admirals. We are hashtag Admirals50. Now, live from the Fan Postgame Studios, here's Jeff Orlowski and the franchise, Tim Allen.
Down a ball and two strikes. And this one, right field. Back to the wall. His 17th home run of the year, and Milwaukee back out in front by two this time, 15-13. In a game where you think you've seen it all.
It is finally a final from the nation's capital, and holy smokes, what a game tonight. 15-14 in 14 innings, and welcome everybody. Bayview Shade and Blind postgame show presented by the Milwaukee Admirals. We are hashtag Admirals50. I don't even know where to start with this one, but you're just glad in a game in which you homered seven times, you scored 15 runs, you used 10 pitchers. You're just glad in 14 innings that you came out on top in this one, because this would have been just an absolute crusher. I don't know which would have been worse, a walk-off loss, which there was ample opportunity for the Nationals to do that, or a game like this if you lose a game in 14 innings when you hit seven home runs. There's the offense. There's the offense that was gone last night, scoring just a single run, nine hits and four walks last night. You bounce back with a ton of home runs with just battles, and that's what this game was. This is a funky game. In D.C., the Brewers prevail. 14 innings it took, but they got it done 15-14 as the Brewers now just a game out of first place. And here we go, man, back and forth in the National League Central. Cubs, Cards, Brewers, under 40 games to play, 39 left here in the 2019 championship season. Wow.
Yeah, wow is right, Tim. First inning, everything looked glorious. The third inning when the Brewers put up a five spot. And you're sitting there thinking, oh, man, this might be the game, finally, that the offense wakes up and it's not a heart attack. And then all of a sudden, it just back and forth and back and forth. And then after 14 innings, finally, the Brewers come out on top. And even the 14th inning, you want to talk about a grabber. Whoa.
Wow. Really? Oh. You just knew something else was going to happen. You just knew it. And you get a ground ball to end the game, and no, that's not going to end the game. Uh-uh. Wow. And Craig Counsell, the Brewers manager, was about to get crushed in this game. Social media, probably on our phone lines. There were some interesting moves by Craig Counsell. But it worked. Whatever moves he made, they worked. And Josh Hader, a blown save. Jeremy Jeffress, a blown save. They were shooting for the third. They were shooting for the trifecta there. I want to get your reaction after this game of, well, just twists and turns is what it was. 799-1250, but for some reason, the Brewers just keep keeping on, and that's what they're doing here. Things are getting down to really every game. Things are starting to tighten up, Jeff, to really not just every game, certainly every series, but not just every game. It's getting down to certain situations. It's getting down to certain innings, outcomes, pitching moves, injury. Everything's coming to a head here, 39 left here.
Yeah, everything matters. This is playoff baseball right here, right now. The excitement, you can just feel it. And, you know, I hope you're buckled up, Milwaukee, because, oh, my God, it doesn't get any better than this. Timmy, you know, the game tonight basically took almost 6 hours to complete. Now, besides a couple of, you know, maybe the 10th and the 11th, besides that, did you once think of pace of play in this game? Hell no.
Never.
You thought,
nope.
Oh, my God, this game is so exciting. This is fantastic. This game could have gone until 3 in the morning, and nobody would have complained. I don't understand the pace of play argument because, you know, this was one hell of a baseball game.
It really was, and not just because the Brewers came out on top. It is just one of those games, and you see that in baseball, you know, a few times a year. You sprinkle in these just weird games for whatever reason. Something in the air, the ball is traveling a little bit, or it's not traveling. There's an error here and there. There's everybody bouncing back after you know, you get popped in the face with a crooked number. You come right back and you do the same thing. The Brewers had blown a 5-run lead in this game. They blew a 3-run lead in this game. They came back from a 3-run deficit in this game. It was just amazing. And we'll get to your reaction here because this is, again, you don't know what may turn the tide here. You win 5 in a row, you lose a couple, and then you bounce right back with a game like this. And you have a shot at the series here, which may be the most important thing outside of the victory, that you have a chance to get out of D.C. It's a tough road trip. Into the Nationals, what, 66 wins for the Nationals, and they were 19-31 at one point. They were 12 games under 500, and it shows that It is a marathon to a degree. If you start the season now, it's certainly a sprint, 39 games without a doubt. And in this one, we'll go way back to 6:05 when this thing had the first pitch. Brewers do get a one-out base hit from Yasmani Grandal. And because this is one of the are you kidding me moments with Gene Wagner Plumbing. I don't know what you're doing looking at your wrists. I'm looking at your hands while you're 6 feet off first base. I don't know. I mean, crazy things happen. You knew that might have set the foundation for a crazy one in this one because he was picked off of first base. And you're like, what were you looking at?
Yeah, but the thing was is that he was nowhere near 6 feet. He was a step and a half away from the bag.
Yeah,
he was paying just absolutely no attention at all. That is absolutely embarrassing.
Grandal, is this your first game playing baseball? You know how you graduate throughout your little league days and you go from, you know, 45 feet to the plate, and then you slowly expand. Was this your first 60-90 game? Is that what happened here, Yasmani?
It looked like it. It looked like it, and then when he got thrown out at third again, you know, later in a game, he makes two outs on the bases. Just not a good day.
Now, on the other hand, offensively, he did have a decent day. A few hits, he had a couple of walks, he was on base 4 times, and he caught 14 innings. So we need to give him credit for that because that's an Iron Man back there. 14 innings. You know, when you get a game that goes 14, I think the home park, you know how they stop serving beer after 7?
Yeah.
Some parks at 6 maybe. You should have a you know, recall on that. And you should say, well, if it gets to the 12th inning, we gave you 5 innings off to sober up a little bit. We're going to open up the beer kegs again.
Absolutely, they should. And, you know, I think that Yasmani Grandal, you know, yes, that he made a couple of very, very stupid plays out there. But like you said, the fact that he caught 14, he took a couple foul balls off the mask, so he was getting beat up as well. Yasmani definitely deserves a few icy cold beverages after this one.
Yeah, and Yelich had the first of five hits in that inning, that first inning, as Jordan Lyles allows a hit and a walk in the bottom of the first inning. Nationals off the board, however. Crew, nothing for the Brewers in that second inning. Moustakas, by the way, was thrown out trying to stretch a single into a double. Crew hitting the ball hard here. Brawny had a rocket to center field in that second inning as well. No score to the bottom of the second inning. Lyle, scoreless. Frame. There you go. And then the Brewers put together a fine inning in the third. There would be others. A one-out walk to Jordan Lyles, a walk to Grisham, a base hit by Grandal to load the bases there with one out for Christian Yelich.
Ground ball, base hit right field, and the Brewers will grab the lead. One run is in, two runs are now in for Milwaukee. It's 2-0 Brewers on the 2 RBI single from Christian Yelich.
Well, sooner or later it had to come.
2-for-2 with 2 RBIs to that point. We're only in the third inning. And the Brewers, Keston Hira, then will step up. He had 2 strikes on him, and hey, this kid can hit.
This one laced in the left field, a base hit, going to reach the wall. 2 runs are in, and Hira at second base with a 2 RBI double, and the Brewers are out in front 4-0.
Well, that's why he's such an advanced hitter for a young age.
Yeah, he then steals third base after that double up 4-0, and Mike Moustakas makes it 5-0.
And Moustakas into right, another base hit for Milwaukee, another run comes in, and Hira makes it a 5-0 game as he scores, as Moose delivers the RBI single.
Braun follows that up with a base hit himself, and Thames flies out for the second out. They intentionally walk Arcia to load the bases. Jordan Lyles records the final out. The Brewers, 5 runs on 5 hits, 3 walks, 3 steals in that inning. Very aggressive as the Brewers take a 5-0 lead to the bottom of the third. And here's the deal. You're up 5-0 relatively early in a baseball game. You need the shutdown inning. And when you let a team just kind of peck away at you, we've seen this. We've seen this by the Brewers offense as well. And that's really what you needed to do if you're the Nationals, and they did just that. Lyles gives up a couple of runs in the bottom half of that third inning. It was a 2-run shot from Soto on an 8-pitch at bat, and that's one of the turning points in this game. I really believe that. I think if Jordan Lyles works out of that third with a shutdown inning right there, things in this game may have turned out. Well, Jordan Lyles into some trouble in the bottom of the fourth inning. Gives up a 3-run home run to Eaton to tie the game. So you let him peck away, two in that third, and then a 3-run bomb, and it's right back to even. Let's start over, 5-5 into the fifth inning. Brewers, a big answer in the top of the fifth inning. How about Ryan Braun, the first of 2 homers?
Braun hits this one a ton right field. Eaton going back, plays it off the wall.
That might be gone.
And Ryan Braun slides in for a double.
That's going to be real close, partner. I think that was out.
Yeah, and it turned out to be accurate, as Dan Plesac said it right there. It was a home run. Brewers retake the lead 6-5 to the bottom of the fifth inning. Lyles' day is done at that point. Drew Pomerantz in a 1-2-3 inning right there as the game moves to the sixth inning. 6-5, Brewers up. Brewers tack on in that sixth inning. Manny Pena to lead off with a base hit. And then it was Trent Grisham. The kid can hit as well.
Well done. Storytelling by Dan Plesac. This one hit a ton center field. And we have a home run. That one just skirted over the top of the wall. Wasn't sure about that one either as Robles went out, thinking that one might pop back.
Well, third home run of the year, third home run of the career for Trent Grisham.
Yeah, you're thinking 8-5. You feel a little bit better at that time, hours ago.
From
right now. You're thinking, hey, they're back up three. You feel a lot better. Maybe tack on and put this thing away. Freddy Peralta coming on, bottom of the sixth inning. Peralta, all sorts of trouble.
Not good.
Bottom half, leadoff double, then an RBI double, then a walk, and then a three-run home run. Doesn't record the out. Claudio coming in. 9-8 Nationals.
Yeah.
That was a gut punch right there. Peralta, wow. My phone was absolutely blowing up at that time. And now you're not thinking they're in good shape. Claudio records a couple of outs. Ray Black in for the final out of that inning. A four-run sixth inning. 9-8 into the seventh. They've spit up the five-run lead. They spit up a three-run lead. And we move to the latter stages of this game. Seventh inning. A one-out base runner in the seventh for the Crew, erased on a double play, and Ray Black gives up a couple of runs in the bottom of the seventh. Nationals now, they take a three-run lead at 11-8. Brewers, 1-2-3 in that eighth inning. Devin Williams, this is big here. This is really big. Devin Williams to hold it right there, a scoreless bottom of the eighth inning, as the Brewers go into the ninth inning down three. And we've talked about it on this show for some time here this year. Where are the Brewers' comebacks, right? We see them all around the league. We see them in the division even. Where are they, the 3-4-5-run comebacks in the ninth inning? Not just being down in the fourth or fifth, but in the ninth. They're down 11-8, and they get something cooking in the ninth inning. How about leading off? Number 40 for Christian Yelich.
Got his 28th save in last night's game. Yelich to left, deep to the wall, gone! Number 40 for Christian Yelich. What a start here to the ninth inning for Milwaukee as the reigning MVP gets his team within two.
It's been long ball night at the ballpark.
11-9 to this point in the ninth inning. That was leading off. Keston Hira follows up with a double. And check this out as Mike Moustakas goes the distance as well.
Here's the 2-1. Moustakas center field. This one's deep. Moustakas, and it is 11-11. It went from doos to boos to boos.
And how about that one? They score three runs to that point and tie the ball game up in the ninth inning. Well, Ryan Braun, who had homered earlier in the game, number 17, well, you might as well give the, you're this close, you might as well give the Brewers the lead.
And Milwaukee building up a lot of momentum. Ryan Braun at the plate. Still nobody out here in the ninth. Three runs in. This one to left. This one is gone. And Milwaukee grabs the lead. Three home runs here in the ninth inning. And Ryan Braun's second home run of the game. And the Brewers are out in front 12-11.
Well, just when you thought it was over.
A four-run ninth inning to take a one-run lead, and now you're sitting pretty, right? Because Josh Hader is going to come in.
Oh, yeah. We got this on lock.
Yeah, Hader blows the save, but not the game. He was in a mess in that ninth inning, and that game should have ended right there. But he muscled up. Something happened in there for Josh Hader to strike out the side. All sorts of base runners. The game on the verge of being over right there. It doesn't happen. He just gives up the one run. Okay, game goes on. Tied at 12. It was a leadoff walk, a base hit. Brawny with a bad throw in that ninth inning. Another base hit to tie the game. Intentional walk to load the bases. Three consecutive strikeouts. Hey, to preserve the game at least into the 10th inning. We go to extras. Neither team scores in that 10th inning. Albers, a scoreless bottom half. Same for the 11th inning. Jeremy Jeffress, scoreless bottom half of the 11th inning into the 12th. Tied at 12. Stays right there. Neither team scores in the 12th inning. Tied into the 13th inning. Yelly unties it. How about you add number 40? Well, you might as well add number 41.
It is now Sunday morning for Saturday night's game. And there it goes, right field, Christian Yelich. Gone! And the Brewers are out in front. Yelich with his 41st. And now the score, 13-12, Milwaukee, here in the lucky 13th.
Just had a feeling, full moon, 13th inning. One swing of the bat.
You hear some of the MVP chants in the background at Nationals Park, and the Brewers take a one-run lead into the bottom half of the 13th. Oh, boy. Jeffress. Josh Hader, blow a save. How about Jeremy Jeffress? He gives up a run. Oh, man. Here we go. Junior Guerra had to come in to record the final couple of outs. Nationals retie it at 13 into the 14th inning. Lead-off walk by Braun in the 14th. We heard the highlight at the start of the show. It's worthy of the Metal Man going the distance again.
Down a ball and two strikes. And this one, right field. Back to the wall. Gone for Thames.
E.T. phone home. Long-distance phone call from Eric Thames.
His 17th home run of the year, and Milwaukee back out in front by two this time, 15-13.
In a game where you think you've seen it all.
Man, oh man, Eric Thames puts the Brewers up 15-13, as you just heard there. All the highlights on Fox Sports Wisconsin. And then Junior Guerra, bottom of that 14th inning, and Keston Hira, a funky game, strange night, full moon, whatever's going on. Game was had, and he throws it away. Game's extended. It's 15-14, and nail-biting time. But Junior Guerra gets it done. A little strategy, a little chess match in there, as there was an intentional walk to get to the pitcher's spot. Nationals bench was clean of position players. They had to go with their best hitting pitcher. And Junior Guerra finally locks this Brewers victory in 64-59 after the victory. And now get to one game back of the tied Cardinals and Cubs in the NL Central. Brewers trying to defend their crown. 799-1250. Correction of the game with Milwaukee County House of Correction. Going with Jeremy Jeffress in that 13th inning to nail down the win. However, it was his third inning of work, and I'm not sure with Junior Guerra out there, you had to bat Jeremy Jeffress in the top half. You still had Lorenzo Cain on the bench, a position player that you had not used. You had Junior Guerra out there. I find that an interesting correction. I do. I would have corrected that. Cain would have batted. Guerra would have came in, and maybe the game goes one less inning. But nonetheless, the Brewers get the victory. I want to get your reaction here. 414-799-1250 down to Kenosha. We say hello to Dennis. You're on the fan.
Hey, Tim, am I coming in clearly?
Yes,
absolutely.
Sir.
Okay, cool. Three quick things, actually, real quick. The commentary crew that's on this D.C. trip, they've got some good calls, like home run calls and stuff like that, but, man, it points in the game, right? I'm just wishing for B.A., you know? I'm wondering, it was such a big, big win, you know, and I'm wondering if it's one of those things where we're going to maybe have a little bit of a letdown tomorrow, but you had to have it tonight, and there's a couple times, obviously, as you just mentioned, that it almost slipped away. And I'm kind of thinking this is going to be one of those pivotal moments late in the season where you can really, really build off of. I'm hoping there's no letdown. I was wondering what you thought of that. And then finally, with Yasmani Grandal, is he going to find himself kind of in a situation that Moustakas has found himself in the last couple years? You know, with this slight regression this year and some of the boneheaded stuff he did tonight. I'm starting to wonder if maybe if they want him, if the Brewers are actually in line to retain him for at least another year or two, because, you know, this is not the same guy that he's been with the Dodgers for the last couple of years. I think Brewers fans just largely see him as a pass ball grand doll, but the guy has been pretty damn good for a number of years now, and it seems like if they want to, they should be able to retain him, no?
I would think that there's probably going to be some sort of offer there. And again, we'll have a lot of time to talk about that throughout the rest of the season. But we do need to focus on one of these shows here on Yasmani Grandal's situation and whether or not Brewers fans really want him back. Because I know there's a large contingent that do not. Because we don't know. We see the decisions he makes on the base pass. We see the pass balls, and we see that type of thing. But we also see the offense, too, and there's something to be said about that in today's game.
No, absolutely. But it's also maybe not the equivalent of finding a running back in the NFL, but catchers are pretty replaceable. I mean, you saw what Kratz did last year, and I think Pena calls a hell of a game. And then earlier this year, the report that Grandal is not really one to actually call a game per se.
That's what we don't see. We don't see what kind of play pitch caller that he is. It's going to be interesting. I think Brewers fans are split right down the middle. Now, in terms of a letdown tomorrow, you got the win today. We're going to test their will, their intestinal fortitude tomorrow, because that's what they say, short memory. Just forget about it. Just forget about it. Win, lose, or draw, you got to turn the page and go back at it. We're going to test that skill tomorrow.
I'm just really hoping that we're going to look back on this late in October and say, hey, this is one where it was basically which way are you going to go? And you had Hader and Jeffress, who were so dominant for us last year, and some obviously were polarizing last year with Council, but it seemed like all those things were firing. All the cylinders were firing last year when you needed them, and big games and stuff like that. And to come out on the other side tonight, given all of the gut punches and disappointment, I really think there's a chance. I'm not saying for sure, but I think there's a chance that we're going to look back on this in about eight weeks or so and really point this out as a pivotal breaking moment of the season. I love you guys' show. Love you guys, man. Go crew.
Thanks, man. You might be right. And you never really know, but this is more like the offense. Obviously, we don't expect this team to throw up 7 home run games and 15 on the board each and every series. But this is, we can all agree, a little bit more like what they expected this offense to do coming into the campaign.
Oh, absolutely. When you look at this offense on paper, you thought that you were going to see a hell of a lot more ball games where they were going to score 15 than when they were going to get shut down with one run and 3 hits in a ball game. That's for sure. But you know, even the games that they put up 15, they allow 14. So it, finally the pitching kind of doesn't come through, but the hitting does in a big, big way. And I agree with Dennis. I think that you get down into the middle of September and, you know, you're going to be able to look back at this game right here and say, what a difference that win made.
Yeah, it could happen. Let's get to New Berlin and say hello to Rob. Rob, you're on the fan.
Hey, Tim, how you doing?
More important, how you are, Rob.
Oh, I'm doing great, man.
Good.
You know, I've been a season ticket holder for a long time, since 2007, been a 20-pack, and I cannot remember a better game than today. I mean, they just battled back so many times. And I think this is going to be a turning point in the season. I mean, I don't know how you feel, but this whole season has been a disappointment so far. Like, I just never have felt that they've played their full potential. And today was just...
Rob, your cell phone's not working to its full potential.
No, but
buddy.
I got your point, though, Rob. Thanks for the call. Call back... When you get a better cell, and we all struggle with that ourselves, there's no question. But yeah, you might be right that this could be one of those games we look back on and say, remember that game? And in D.C. against the Nationals, and the Brewers hit all these bombs. They score four in the ninth inning. That, to me, was the most impressive part of this game, was that you're down three heading into the ninth inning, and you're facing Doolittle. And for all intents and purposes, this game's more time not going to be all. It is. And, you just felt that, gosh, there's a lot of runs on the board here. It's 11-8 at this point. Maybe you get a couple of base runners here, make things interesting. And that's what you're trying to do. Just get that tying run on deck, and then who knows what's going to happen. Right out of the chute, it was a Yelich bomb. Then you get the double. And then you get the home run to tie it. Like in the blink of an eye, it was home run derby here, and you're back to even. Then to put icing on the cake, Browning, the next batter, gives you the lead, and you're just stunned. It all happened like within just a matter of minutes, and you're like, whoa, wait a minute. Like, we were supposed to lose this game, right? Right? So I was mentally preparing for the loss here at this point. And in the blink of an eye, you're actually in the lead to take the game. That's just crazy. This is one of the things I love about this game of baseball. Once you think you do know something, you don't.
Yeah, I know.
Let's take a break here, and then we'll come back. Want to get your reaction here. We'll stay with that conversation. Will we look back on a game here in mid-August? A game in which was a wild one, a back-and-forth affair, a 14-inning, 15-14 victory, blown saves, a ton of home runs, 19 pitchers used between the two teams, 10 pitchers used by Craig Counsell's pitching staff, 10. Seven home runs hit by the Brewers team. Last time they did that was 1980. A wild one. Are we going to look back and say, Yeah, that kind of got them on a little bit of a roll. Quite frankly, they're kind of on a roll now. If you look at the bigger picture here, we'll talk about that coming up. Baby Shade and Blind postgame show presented by the Milwaukee Admirals. We are #Admirals50. Tim Allen, Jeff Orlowski, my boy Evan Heffelfinger. Yes, that's his name. He's here as well. And you guys at 799-1250, 14 innings, 15-14. Brewers win.
In every game, there's a moment when you say to yourself, are you kidding me? Here's the Gene Wagner Plumbing, are you kidding me? Moment of the game. Gene Wagner Plumbing, celebrating over 50 years in business. For any residential, commercial, or industrial plumbing needs, go to GeneWagnerPlumbing.com.
Holy smokes, what a victory. Welcome back, Tim Allen and company, as they get the win in 14 innings. Yes, 14 innings, took about half a day to play here. There was a ton of runs scored, ton of homers hit, ton of pitchers used, some weird, wacky, are you kidding me moments in this game. To me, the biggest of which is the four-run ninth inning. Are you kidding me? That really, to me, is big time, because you didn't expect it. I know we're all, hey, fight until the last strike, right? But you just kind of felt, I got to admit, I didn't feel good about it. Down three into the ninth inning, Brewers just don't come back on the road like that. They haven't this year for the most part, and they really haven't in recent history here. But they get it done, are you kidding me, with a four spot in the ninth inning. Just the whole game could be an are you kidding me type of game. Is this going to be a little bit of a turning point as the Brewers proceed with the final 39 games of the regular season? A ton of turning points in this one. All of them brought to you by Great Lakes Dragaway. Check out the event and track rental info at greatlakesdragaway.com. 799-1250 Courtney in Tucson, Arizona, listening on the radio.com app. What's up, Courtney?
What's going on, Tim? I have to give you a call again.
Yes, you did.
Yes, huge win. This account almost for me is two wins. This could be a season changer, not just for the Brewers. I want to ask you, would this jumpstart the offense a little bit?
Boy,
could this be the one? And then last one, Tim, I want to ask, because I know you were talking about Josh Hader a couple of days ago. Would you have put him in when it was 8-5 instead of in the ninth inning when he needs a boost? I mean, I don't have a problem with either, but I was just thinking, get him with nobody on, a 3-run lead, and get him a little bit of a jump start, you know, before we put him back in the ninth again. But huge win. I think this was the turning point of the year. Big time. Good to hear from you, though.
Hey, thanks a lot, Courtney. Call anytime. I'm sure I'll talk to you down the stretch here for sure. But, yeah, Josh Hader, he was given a day off, and Counts was pressed about that the other day on Wednesday. Counts was pressed about that, and he just would not bite. He wouldn't take the bait. Was it a physical thing? Was it a mental thing? No, he just wasn't going to be. He was given a break today. To me, that screams mental.
Yeah. Yeah, it does. And, you know, it has to be mental because he comes out tonight, struggles mightily, and then somehow the flip switched and he strikes out the side. So he blows the save. He's in a world of freaking trouble.
Yeah, he is.
And then bang, bang, bang. You know, good morning, good afternoon, good night. I'm going to strike everybody the hell out right here. It's unreal. It was just an unreal outing tonight.
And this could turn him around. We talk about turning points. This could be a turning point for him because he just, guys, he hasn't been good. And when you're not good, you shouldn't be in as many games as you can get him into. So that's what Craig Counsell said. He's a good pitcher. I want him in every game we can get him into. When you're not pitching well, that's probably not the best philosophy. Maybe Courtney's on to something in that. Give him a little cushion. You know, you maybe give him a little confidence here, but, and again, correction of the game with Milwaukee County House of Correction. Craig Counsell did put him in there. He didn't blow the game. He blew the save. He didn't completely blow the win. Close to 30 pitches. He's down for tomorrow, I would think.
Yep.
And then you look for him in St. Louis on Monday, and that's how you proceed. Now, the pitching is going to be in a little bit of disarray for both teams heading into tomorrow. You just wonder if the Brewers, during the game at some point, called for a reinforcement arm. I wouldn't be surprised if that's the case.
Yeah, I agree with you. They have to, especially with Chase Anderson. You know that – probably you're going to get 5 out of Chase if he's, you know, anywhere near what he's been doing this season. And so you're going to have to fill 4-5 innings out of that pen. And after a game like today, you're going to need a fresh arm out there.
15-14, they get the victory in 14 innings, almost 6 hours on the game time. But they get it done, and there's that offense. Again, this is that offense that, you know, we expected at times to see some flashes of this, and we just haven't seen much of a game like this at all. We see more of last night's game, where it's another one-run game. Well, today, I don't know what the numbers say, and maybe we'll have Evan check it out, but in one-run games, it is just the amount of games that they're playing that are so tight. Just incredible. And you thought at 5-0, they put up 5 runs on 5 hits, 3 walks, 3 stolen bases in that third inning tonight. You just figure up 5-0. You get the shutdown inning in the bottom half, and I think it's more of a lopsided victory. I do. I thought that turned the game around for the Nationals. That Soto home run off Jordan Lyles on 8 pitches. That was a battle that Lyles lost, and it allowed the Nationals to get right back into it. And lo and behold, the very next inning, a 3-run shot, you're back to even. But you just wonder if this a game like this is going to get them on a little bit of a roll, because this offense, let's face it, has underachieved, and that's well documented. I don't think anyone's going to argue with me about that. They have underachieved. I know it's baseball. I know there's big. You can throw all the old adages at me that there's other guys getting paid. There's other guys throwing 96 on the black. There's other guys really doing their thing, and they're big league pitchers too. But don't tell me you didn't expect more out of this offense, because you did.
Absolutely.
That's just straight up, you're dead. 799-1250. Bill, you're next on the Fan. What's happening, Bill?
Hey, guys. Thank God for my pipes, or I wouldn't have any nails left.
There you go.
Yeah, a couple of points I want to make. First off, I agree with you about Guerra should not have been sent in the third inning, you know, the first third inning of work.
You mean Jeffress?
Well, wasn't Guerra in for three innings, too?
No.
Didn't they start him?
No, Guerra just got the save. It was Jeffress that came in for three innings.
Yeah, he's maybe that's who I'm thinking then. But I'm kind of confused after 14 innings of this game. But the other point I want to make, there was a game like this last year in Pittsburgh, I think, where they wound up winning in 14 innings. And that seemed to be a springboard to them rebuilding their confidence. And I'm hoping this team can do that from this game.
I mean, they got to be just fired up at that hotel right now. You know that?
Manny Pena's got to be starting catching tomorrow for sure.
Oh, absolutely.
For sure. For sure, for
anyway,
sure.
Anyway, thanks for taking my call.
Hey, Bill, what are you smoking out of that pipe? You smoking a Captain Black?
No, I'm smoking something called, it's an AOC blend. That I'm. I have three pipefuls from the sixth inning to the 14th, man. I wouldn't have any nails left at all if I hadn't had those pipes with me.
I hear you. Have a good one. You too. Bill. Yeah, my dad used to smoke a pipe, and it was Captain Black Vanilla. And anytime I smell that, I think of him.
There's some people thinking that Bill is the elder statesman of the All 420 team. But no, it's regular tobacco. Regular tobacco. We'll take a break. We're going to come back, hear from Craig Counsell and more as we discuss a wild one at Nationals Park tonight, game two of this three-game set. It goes to the Brewers. It took a while, 14 innings. They win 15-14 while hitting seven home runs, two out of Yelly and two out of Braun. Big-time win for the crew. We'll be back on The Fan.
So, what's the skipper got to say about this game? Let's find out. Here's the scoop from the skipper, brought to you by Bryant and Stratton College Athletics, offering athletic scholarships in 15 junior college sports. Learn more at bscbobcats.com. This is the only station Brewers fans need before and after the game. 105.7 FM, The Fan.
A crazy game at Nationals Park tonight as the Brewers prevail in 14 innings, 15-14. And we have seen some games like this. Obviously, these games are very rare. And when you get into some of these games, Bill was right in this regard that a game that lasts this long, a game that has so many moving parts, you do forget some of the things that occurred during this game. A five-hit game for Christian Yelich.
Yeah.
Including a couple of home runs to now tie, get back into that scene, tying for the most home runs in baseball with Trout and Bellinger. You gotta love that. Five, all told. Ryan Braun, again, continues his hot hitting as of late with a couple of home runs in this one. However, Keston Hira and Trent Grisham, the new Batman and Robin of the future in a Brewers uniform, both of these kids struck out four times in this game.
Yeah, they did, but they both came up clutch as well with some big hits, as you know, also. So, you know, they did struggle, a lot of Ks, but, you know, they drove in some runs as well.
Yeah, just a fun one because you win this game. You don't win this game, and, boy, Craig Counsell was just going to get fried. He was. I mean, that was all sorts of questions. What decisions he made? He moved the chess pieces to where it worked, and that's the bottom line. It did work because they did win. Now, could he have limited some activity, shortened the game up a little bit? It's possible. You could say that, but you never know. Maybe if he makes a different move here and someone else blows up and the Nationals put up a crooked number or a walk-off victory in one of the bottom halves from the 10th through the 14th. Just an amazing game, a crazy game. Let's hear from Brewers manager Craig Counsell after this one.
I mean, we were in the 10th inning. I had never seen anything like that, really. I mean, it was just a crazy game, and Just a real credit to our guys, man. I mean, everybody chipped in and kept pushing and kept grinding and kept having good at-bats. And Junior Guerra and JJ going out there for a third inning. And just great stuff.
What about the bottom of the ninth, Josh? I mean, the bases loaded, a run in, no outs, and he strikes out pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, you're at first, that, you know, I thought Josh was back. I mean, really, to me, it's like, you know, the last three guys, he just bowed his neck. And, you know, I mean, it was really easy to say, hey, it's over. And he got the three top of their order on three Ks is phenomenal. So, you know, hopefully a little bit of confidence for him. And I think winning the game, it was the tough outing because our ninth inning was really special. But to get the three strikeouts was, you know, it's in there still. You know, we just got to keep working on it, and hopefully the strikeouts tonight help them.
To put that special top of the night, I mean, three homers on a span of four at bats against two.
Yeah, I mean, it was, you know, Yelly's homer seemed a little innocent, and then obviously, you know, Moose's homer was incredible, and next pitch, home run. So it was a great ninth inning. I mean, that guy's a good closer. You know, we just, the game was just amazing. Just kept battling. Eric Thames, great at bat, to homer and give us a lead. And Yelly gave us a lead with a homer. I mean, a whole bunch.
We often say no lead is safe. I mean, literally no lead is safe. Yeah. And that one barely was.
Yeah. Well, you didn't expect it to be safe. I mean, you didn't expect the ninth, the 14th to go 1-2-3. I mean, that was for sure. You know, I told Murph before the end. I said that pitcher's up six. We got to be really aware of that this inning. So, Junior made great pitches to Soto, and we're gonna make a throwing error. But with that pitcher sick, that it bailed us out.
How big was that one for you guys, especially in the manner you had to pull it out in?
Well, I mean, it's just a win, man. And look, you play this hard, and you use this much capital in pitching, you know, that you need a win. And so it's, you know, it's awful to come out on the losing side of this when you spend that much capital, for sure.
Yelich busting out the way he did the entire night had to be pretty encouraging too, coming off.
Well, that's going to happen. I mean, this was a huge night, obviously, but like I said, if he's got an offer on his tab the night before, it's going to watch out the next night. And that's, you kind of back that up tonight.
How often do you think to yourself how thankful you are to have him?
All Brewer fans say that.
That night kind of started with Jordan having a big lead and having his first rough game for you.
Yeah, he just, you know, he's just a little out of sync. I mean, he couldn't get his fastball going as much as anything. And the up in the zones were kind of way up, a little, you know, too far up. And he just didn't get the fastball curveball going that's been so good so far.
Is that encouraging to see a five-run inning in the third there with only one extra base hit, being aggressive on the base?
Well, we just, you know, that was kind of the, you know, we've struggled in all those spots, and then we had the inning where it just kind of broke through. We found a bunch of holes with a bunch of ground balls, and Keston's double was big. But, yeah, I mean, that's, you know, our offense is capable of nights like this. You know, it really is. I thought we did a great job tonight, and, you know, hopefully it's a sign of breaking out.
Obviously, the win helps, but just have you bounce back and get ready for tomorrow. It's 12 hours until the first pitch.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's their side too. It's sleep fast, and there's some guys certainly that are going to have the day off tomorrow. Kind of move in some new guys for sure. But there's going to be some tired ball players tomorrow.
Did you hear your AAA team went 13 also?
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
Are you going to be able to get some new guys in?
Yeah, we're going to have to. Yeah, yeah.
Can that be done by 38?
I'm not sure. We're going to work on it. Yeah.
But you gotta do something.
Yeah.
Let's add this one up, Brewers fans. Time to go inside the box score. Brought to you by the Laborers International Union, Local 113. Feel the power at LIUNA113.org.
A wild one in D.C. as the Brewers prevail 15-14 in 14 innings. Now, what was interesting in what we just heard from Craig Counsell there is that, quote, hopefully this is a sign of the offense breaking out. So we do have acknowledgement, right? Doesn't that acknowledge the fact that the team has not been offensively where he expected it? At least it's acknowledged there. And I like that. I like that a lot because it hasn't. And that's fact. You guys as Brewers fans have known it for a while. We've talked about it for quite some time on this show. I've talked about it since May.
Yep.
This offense, something's broken with it. Do they get it done through sometimes just a bunch of duct tape and some metal parts you find laying around? Yeah, and they've been doing it. That's how good they are. That's the thing. That's a sign of a good team. Underachieving offense, beat up with injuries, but yet still winning and staying in this thing. That just tells you how good potentially this team was going to be. I said was. Up until this point, I think we've all agreed, as Brewer fans, band of brothers together, that the team has underachieved. We're aware of that. So are they. And it was acknowledged right there with Craig Counsell, at least in terms of the offense. The pitching, not great tonight. As you know, it's 14 runs on the board for the opposition. But all told, the last few months, I don't really have a huge problem with the starting rotation. Guys, I don't. They've been doing their job. Then some of the numbers bear that out as well. They haven't been chewing up a ton of innings, but nonetheless, they've been doing well. And if that continues, they're going to stay in this thing. They're not going to fall away. A Craig Counsell-led team with this personnel, despite all of its tendencies, let's say, I don't believe is going to fall out of this thing, Jeff. I don't. With the way they just find ways to just get the job done. I'm not saying they're going to go on a tear and win 14 of 15. But I will say this, that they're finding ways somehow, some way to get this thing done. And here's an example of it tonight. Crazy game. Don't get me wrong. This game will be made even bigger with a victory tomorrow where you take the series. That would be sweet.
Yeah, absolutely. And I agree. You know, I don't see this team, you know, the entire season tells you that they're not going to run off 14 to 17.
No.
But, you know, to use another cliche, they are just a scrappy, scrappy ball club. You know, it was so nice to see that comeback in the ninth inning. You've been calling for it for a long time. Finally, the crew delivers on that, you know, putting up four runs in the ninth to take the lead. They end up blowing it. But, you know, it was a heck of a game, an absolute heck of a game. You know, edge of your seat, just phenomenal.
Yeah, turning points in a couple of more. They happened in the ninth inning, top and bottom. Four, as you said, scored in the ninth inning off three home runs, and they were just rather quickly, too. It was just, wow, okay, really? But then the bottom half where Josh Hader just absolutely lost on that hill.
Yeah.
And then he comes back, flips the switch, and turns into Josh Hader.
Well, it was amazing, Tim, because if you remember back 37 hours ago when this game started, Jordan Lyles, you could see him melting down on that mound.
Yeah.
And you knew that, oh, man, this is not going to be good. And you could just see him struggling. The look in his eyes, he looked pained. He looked winded. I don't know if it was the heat and humidity. But he started out the game pitching well, had his pitch count under control, and then it was just a complete and utter disaster. And then you kind of start seeing the same thing. Hader comes in, all sorts of trouble, and then all of a sudden the switch flips, and then Hader strikes out the side. So, you know, it was kind of a tale of two innings and two pitchers there. One that melted down and fell apart, one that started out melting down and got it together and was able to keep the crew in the game.
And both these teams in a pennant race, obviously, and both these closers with upper 20s in saves, both Doolittle as well as Josh Hader. So just a crazy one. Let's check out some of the numbers in the Brewers' 14-inning, 15-14 win.
Yeah, I don't want to do the offense. We would be here all night long. Brewers pound out 20 hits. So I'll just do the pitchers. Jordan Lyles, 4 innings, 7 hits, 5 runs, all earned. He walked 3. He did strike out 4. He did allow 2 home runs, and his ERA now sits at 4.96. Pomeranz, he went 1 inning clean with a strikeout. Freddie Peralta, oh boy, Freddie. He .0, not 1 out, 3 hits, 4 runs, all earned, and, you know, might as well throw in a walk there. Why not, Fred? Claudio, 2/3 of an inning, he allowed a hit. He did walk a batter, and he got a strikeout. Black, an inning and a third, 1 hit. 2 runs, and he walked a man as well. Williams, an inning clean. Josh Hader, an inning, 2 hits. You know, 1 run. He walked 2. It was kind of ugly, but then he bounces back and strikes out the side. Matt Albers, 1 inning, 2 strikeouts. He was huge. Jeremy Jeffress, he goes 2 1/3. 3 hits allowed, 1 run. He walked a man and struck out a guy as well. Junior Guerra, he ends up picking up the win tonight. He goes 1 2/3. He allowed a hit. He allowed 1 run. It was an unearned run due to the Keston Hira error. He walked and struck out 1 as well. Totals for the Brewers, 15 runs, 20 hits, and 1 error. For the Washington Nationals, 14 runs on 18 hits and no errors.
And the Brewers get the victory, 64-59 here in 2019, 1 game back of a tied Cardinals and Cubs teams in the National League Central. As this thing just starting to heat up, something fierce. 39 games remain here in the season. Brewers with the victory. In 14 innings, they prevail, 15-14. We'll be back here on The Fan.
Now, here's the behind-the-scenes post-game update as we take you inside the clubhouse. You're listening to the Bayview Shade and Blind Baseball Post-Game Show, presented by the Milwaukee Admirals on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
And this hour on The Fan, brought to you by Bayview Shade and Blind, providing the highest quality window fashions since 1926. Find out more at BayviewShade.com. Brewers prevail tonight, 15-14 in 14 innings. The crazy one. You heard Craig Counsell just a couple of minutes ago acknowledge that maybe this will be a breakthrough for the offense, and that does acknowledge the fact that the offense has been underachieving. But, you know, at this point, guys, you know, I don't want to belabor the point. If it comes up, it comes up, and it's appropriate to the conversation, we'll talk about it. But, man, it's about the win. It really is. And, yeah, you want it to be dialed up a little bit, but sometimes it's going to be crazy, like tonight. Sometimes it's going to be ugly, like last night, 2-1 loss, and you had 9 hits and 4 walks. I'd have lost my mind doing the show last night. I hope Billy treated you guys well, because I would have been crazy. I'd have been a crazy man after that, ineptitude with the offense, because that's what it was.
Yep.
But you also got to just break it down into terms of, you're in a pennant race, you're scoreboard watching, you're watching to see what St. Louis does with Cincinnati, you're watching to see what the Cubs do against the Pittsburgh Pirates, and this is a fun mess. It's a good fun mess to have, and that's a bunch of teams in the NL wildcard play, as well as a bunch of teams in the Central Division race. Look at these Reds. They're going down swinging, guys. If they're going down, they're going down swinging. I don't blame them. I think they've got some pieces in there. We had to take a closer look at their situation, because this young rookie they got, this dude, Aquino, is something else.
Yeah, whoa. Set the record. Quickest guy to hit 11 homers in his career. Just on fire, and they have a lot of pieces. If they're able to sit there and keep this team together, which I don't think they will,
I don't think that Puig will be back and stuff like that. But if they're able to keep this team together, I think they can make a serious run next year.
Let's go to Vinny. Vinny, you're next on the Fan before we hear from Eric Thames. What's happening?
Hey, Timmy, how are you?
Good.
Good. Yeah, it was an extremely gritty win tonight. Not the most perfect of wins.
That's true.
It's true. But did it not remind you a little bit of when they beat Pittsburgh in 15 innings last year?
Yep.
And then they won that game, I want to say 13-12 in Cincinnati, and that kind of started off that September run.
And I think Jordan Lyles played a little piece of that game as well. I think he drew a walk late in that game. There was something going on.
I remember Craig Counsell saying in the post-game press conference that he told him to go up and the bat better not leave his shoulder.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, you know what it does? You're the second caller that had mentioned that it does feel like that game, and they did get on a little run after that.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be great. And, yeah, like I said, not the most pretty wins, and I have to say, this is the first time I ever called. I like to listen to you every night after the Brewers win. Not a big fan of listening after a Brewers loss because it makes me depressed, but I love your commentary because you are, I want to say, as optimistic as a Brewers fan as I am.
Okay, very good. Vinny, you can call anytime, man. This is going to heat up. Scorching hot here down the stretch. I appreciate that. Thanks for the call. 799-1250 if you want to jump in here as well. Vinny, not unlike a lot of fans, Jeff, there are so many games in baseball. And mm-hmm. we understand that. I completely get that. And you're disappointed on a loss, and I get that too. But either way, whenever you decide we're here after the ball game. I know a lot of people don't want to talk and get into it after a crushing loss. Say the other team walks off on you, or you get swept by a team that plays on the north side of one of the most overrated cities in America. I mean, I get that if you're disappointed to that degree, but know that we're here when you want to hear it. I mean. The one day I did a post-series victory show. Do you remember that, Jeff?
I do, absolutely.
I mean, so there's some crazy stuff that happens even on losses. So touch base with us every once in a while, even after a loss, for sure.
Well, it's funny, Tim, because, you know, you have a game like tonight that's just, you know, it's crazy. It's back and forth. Yes, it's 47 hours long. But, you know, and we've gotten our fair share of phone calls. But if the Brewers would have lost this game, the phone lines would have been rock solid all show long. And, you know, it's funny that there's people that seem to only call after a loss.
Sure.
Especially a heartbreaking loss. And then you got guys like Vinny who, you know, can't even bring himself to listen after a loss. But like you said, either way, we're here. And also, you know, where else that Tim is going to be? It's time to for the 13th annual Perkins Restaurant Bakery's Fan Charity Golf Outing to benefit Give Kids a World. Comes up September 25th at the beautiful Western Lakes Golf Club in Pewaukee. It's your chance to golf with Tim, Tausch, and the guys from The Fan and other local celebrities. It's just $125 for a great day at golfing. We provide the breakfast, lunch, and dinner from Perkins, Robert's Specialty Meats, and Saz's. Yes, please. Get all the details now and sign up at 1057FMTheFan.com.
Well, the interesting thing about that is that even if you don't get to golf with the ones you request, say you want to golf with Gary Ellerson or you want to golf with Bart Winkler, even if you don't get that request, because obviously they can only golf with one foursome, you're still going to have access to them.
Absolutely,
I mean, you'll be just having lunch or at the dinner table right next to them. You want to talk to them and give them some grief about something they said? For sure, they're right there. Myself and Baby Tausch would love to have you if you're a good golfer. So we'll make no bones about that. Don't request us unless you are a really good golfer, because we, I'm not kidding you, we want to win it. Billy's a decent golfer. He is. I have a pinch hitter for me that is a decent golfer. So you guys got to be better. But yeah, $125, Western Lakes, beautiful course. We'd love to have you out there. Go to 1057fmthefan.com for all the details. And let's see, 14th inning, two-run home run. You just remember about a week ago, he had a walk-off shot. So he's been doing his job. Let's hear from Eric Thames.
Well, Eric, let's talk about it, man. The Brew Crew, you guys outlast the Nationals here in this one thanks to your two-run home run in the 14th inning. Take us through that at-bat in this wild and crazy game.
On the back of my mind, I was thinking about, you know, I felt a little cramp in my hammy. I mean, it's the 14th inning. It's humid out here. I mean, probably had 2 gallons of water. So one of those things, you know, just get a good pitch to hit and put a good swing on it. Get on base because Bronny led off with a walk. So, okay, if I get a walk or I get on base, and that's a scoring position for Arcia or who's ever behind him. So that was it. So I got a good pitch, put a swing on it, and luckily it went in our favor.
Eric, did you know it was gone when you hit it?
I got jammed a little bit. I mean, it's two strikes. You're trying to protect and, you know, look for, you know, a million other pitches and stuff. But I knew I got it good enough to get it out.
Eric, this was about as wild a game as anybody could ever imagine this one. You guys hit 7 home runs in this one. In your wildest dreams, what, where does this one kind of rank as far as just a single crazy baseball game?
Yeah, this is up there at the top. I mean, we had that 18-inning game against New York earlier in the year. But, you know, the dome was closed in Milwaukee, so we're a little spoiled. Even now, if the dome was open, it'd be 70 degrees, a little humid. Here, it's hot. It's hot. So, you know, we just need to get home, go to bed. We have to day game tomorrow, so get after it again. Hopefully 9 innings tomorrow.
All right, there he is, Eric Thames on Fox Sports Wisconsin. This dude's into it.
Yeah, he sure is. He sure is, and he's a smart ball player.
I think so. I do. In conversating with him over the years and hearing him a ton, as you guys know on this show and others here on The Fan, he does seem like an intelligent baseball player. I think he's a little emotional, I think, at times, and if... Sometimes the emotions will get the best of a player, and I've seen a lot of animation coming from Eric Thames, maybe more so when he's on a little bit of a funk, but a dude seems like he's having a good time right now. He really does, and he seems like he's locked in. He's having a good year. Guys, he is. I don't know if the contract year has anything to do with that, but boy, he's done his job and continues to do so. A two-run shot in the top of the 14th, a walk-off shot last week at Miller Park. Good stuff from Eric Thames.
Yeah,
right
he
there.
Just keeps opening my eyes, Tim, because there's at-bat after at-bat after at-bat where Thames, you know, he gets down in the count 1-2, 0-2, and he just battles. And he will end up, you know, doing an 8-10 pitch at-bat and coax a walk.
Yeah.
He always seems to get on base. And, you know, it's just – it's phenomenal. He gets more comfortable, you know, the more pitches he sees. And he's been seeing a ton this year, and it's paying huge dividends for both him personally and for the Brewers.
Big time. We'll take a break. Baby Shade and Blind postgame show presented by the Milwaukee Admirals. We are hashtag Admirals50, Wild One, Nationals Park. 15-14 final. Brewers win.
Which player is ready for the bigs? What will the next series bring for the crew? Time for some forward thinking. Sponsored by Forward Financial Partners. Moving forward together. Find your way forward at ffpwi.com.
Yeah, a Game 3 rubber match today, later today, indeed, it's later today, at Nationals Park. We'll get into that in just a second here. Spark of the game with Current Electric, your electrician superheroes at callcurrent.com. Christian Yelich, a 5-hit game, a couple of home runs, knocks in 4 in a Brewers 15-14 victory. It took 14 innings. But the spark of the game in this one, Christian Yelich leading the Brewers offense to a 20-hit, 15-run attack in a victory in Game 2. Let's get to Dave leaving Nationals Park. Dave, you're on The Fan. How was it tonight?
Tim, it was
silly, my man. I tell you, I got to admit, I was heading towards the turnstile there in the ninth inning, and I said, there's no way they're going to get this done. And then we just kind of kept our eye on everything, and then it all started turning around. It was crazy, my man.
I felt the same way in the ninth inning. You just don't get these types of comebacks for the Brewers as of late here, and they got one tonight. They not only tied the game, but then Brawny puts them up in the game. I mean, that had to be crazy.
Just nuts. You know, you're waiting for it. You're waiting for it. You're like every at bat, you think Brawny's going to do it, and then he does it. And it was great to be there and to witness it. And one quick thing. So we're talking about the losses earlier. That you guys are my therapy when we lose. And I'm here in Virginia, and I'm bummed as can be. And I listened to you guys for an hour and a half, and guess what? I feel a little bit better at the very end of the night.
That's because you're a smart man, there, Dave.
Yeah, now you live in Virginia then. Are you a transplant? What are you doing there? How did you become a Brewer fan?
So my dad is from Tomah, Wisconsin, where the I divides. And I just picked it up when I was a kid, and I'm a Packer, Badgers, Brewers fan. And my whole family, we're all down here in Virginia. Everybody is a Brewer, Packer, Brewer fan, and we just love being, you know, Wisconsin sports fans, and you guys are my therapy.
You know what? I heard a lot of Brewers fans in tonight's game. Last night I was off, but I will say this. I heard the MVP chants when Christian was up there. I heard the Moose calls. I did hear a lot of Brewers fans at Nationals Park tonight.
It was very good representation. They're there. They were there last. I've been there. Was there last night. I was there tonight. I'll be there tomorrow afternoon. They definitely represent. We're there. Brewers fans are there. We're representing, and they're loud, and they're great fans.
Nicely done. Dave, always a pleasure, man. Call again.
Thanks, Tim. Appreciate it, buddy. You guys take care. Thanks again.
All right, there he is. Yeah, see, now he gets a little therapy there. Sometimes we may rub a little salt in the wounds after a loss, but we'll always pick you up a little bit after that loss, too. Hell, again, I've been a Brewers fan since I've been old enough to know what the Brewers were, and that was 1972. Now, it's 1970 and 71, Jeff. I don't have any real recollection of the Brewers themselves. But in 72, I do. I then knew, that the Brewers were a Major League Baseball team in Milwaukee, and I got to go to a game.
Yeah. Yeah, that, you know, you've been there for a lot longer than me, Tim, but not that much longer than me. So...
Okay.
Yeah, no, don't feel bad.
Who got lit up with Heiser Automotive? It's your day at Heiser.com. How about that Nationals pitching staff to give up 15 runs to blow all sorts of leads? The Brewers staff did too. But that Nationals staff to allow 20 hits in a ball game, despite it going 14 innings, still 20 is a big number. That's a big number in 14 innings, and you put up 15 runs. Seven home runs given up by Nationals pitchers. That's getting lit up with Heiser Automotive for sure.
Yeah, you got that right. A lot of the Brewers' offense padding their stats tonight like they should. And Anibal Sanchez, he just did not have it from the jump. And none of the Nationals' bullpen did either. So that was good to see. And, you know, these guys got healthy. Hopefully it gets them on a run. The one thing during Craig Counsell's press conference – you know, they asked him about the win today, and he's like, oh, yeah, it's just another win. But, and I was, you know, my jaw almost hit the ground. But then he went on to say, oh, yeah, because of all the pitchers that we used, all the capital that we spent, if we would have came out on the losing side, it would have hurt a lot. And I'm glad that he clarified that answer. But that wouldn't have sat well with me because this game is huge, absolutely huge.
No, and I think he alluded to the fact that there are some reinforcements on the way.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
I'm going to say that Ray Black is going to be sent out, and that's just my guess right there, as he'll be the first domino to fall. And we'll see who's called up, a Taylor Williams, someone like that, is probably going to be back and probably expected guys, quite frankly, to pitch in, pardon the pun, right away in Game 3 later today. I would suspect whoever is called up is going to get in there. Drew Pomeranz, just the one inning tonight. He's a guy that I think can go on a back-to-back basis and give you multiples tomorrow. Matt Albers, I think, is ready to go back-to-back. So a little forward-thinking after Chase Anderson's start tomorrow. You got to get, well, you don't have to, but it would be best-case scenario to get some length out of Chase Anderson. And be on the lookout, that forward-thinking with Forward Financial Partners. Chase, if he can get some quick outs early and keep the pitch count down, that is going to be key to tomorrow's victory. And our drive of the game with Wrench and Go. Need auto parts? Wrench and Go is a self-service yard. Bring your own tools and access the lowest-priced auto parts around. Wrench and Go, drive of the game. We just heard from Eric Thames. It's got to be it, the two-run shot to give the Brewers a two-run cushion. Needing both of those runs off the two-run home run in the top of the 14th inning, and it allowed the Brewers to hang on for a 15-14 victory. Down three in the ninth inning.
Yeah.
Another wrench-and-go drive of the game. Christian Yelich to get on the board. There's one in the ninth. You get a Keston here, a double. Then you get Moustakas with a home run. There's a wrench-and-go drive of the game. Then you get Ryan Braun to actually give them the lead with their fourth run plated in that ninth inning. Another wrench-and-go drive of the game. Trent Grisham, homers earlier in the game as the Brewers blast seven long balls in a 15-14 victory in 14 innings. 64 and 59.
Looking in your crystal ball, into the franchise crystal ball here, we were just talking about, you know, bullpen, and obviously I think, that, you know, we agree that there's a fresh arm coming for tomorrow. You've got Josh Hader. He threw 27 pitches tonight, so chances are he's gone. Say you're in a close game tomorrow. Freddie Peralta only threw 18 pitches tonight, even though none of them were good. Would you sit Freddie tomorrow? Or in a close game, are you running Peralta back out there to give him a chance to bounce back?
Yeah, I think if there's it's going to be based around Chase Anderson, and that's that length that we're talking about. I mean, if you got to go lift Chase in the second or the third inning, you're going to need some length out of Freddie Peralta, Drew Pomeranz, and whatever other reinforcements you brought in. I would think Jeremy Jeffress for sure is down. Josh Hader's down. Junior Guerra's down. There's three that are down for tomorrow's game.
Yeah.
You need to get some length. Best case scenario out of Chase Anderson. Then the other two. I mean, I guess Alex Claudio, the workhorse, could probably get you an inning and a third or two.
Matt Albers, too. He only threw 14 tonight.
And you want to save him in reserve for the save.
Yeah.
And it could be, if you really needed him, maybe a four-out save. But that's about it for Matt Albers tomorrow. You're definitely going to base everything around Chase Anderson. And it might be, to answer your question, it might be dependent on Freddie Peralta as well. That's going to be a tough situation. But they've got a shot at this thing. Maybe the offense stays hot and runs away with a game. Stop with the one-run games. I mean, you're going to win them, fine. Then we'll take them. But 2-1 last night in a loss, 15-14 today in a win. These one-run games, man, they're something else. It's been like that all season long. Why would it stop now, right?
Yeah, yeah. You know, every Saturday night is extras, so this just goes according to plan. You know, did I think that I was going to be here, you know, 49 hours tonight? No. But at least the Brewers got the win. It helps ease the pain, because if they would have lost this one, oh, man, that would have hurt.
That would have been a big-time loss, yes. But they go after the series in a game tomorrow. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin On Deck Show, presented by Allegra Allergy Relief, at 11:30 tomorrow, 12:35 first pitch. And after the last pitch, you make the switch right here. We're talking Brewers baseball and the Bayview Shade and Blind postgame show, presented by the Milwaukee Admirals. We are hashtag Admirals50 for Evan Heffelfinger. Yes, that's his name. Polish Pipe Bomb, Jeff Orlowski. My name is Tim Allen. You guys have a great night. Talk to you tomorrow after the game. And remember, smile, Milwaukee. The world will smile back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.